all about the trees. There's a beautiful glow now, cascading out in an upwards stream of light. The coloring is a pale blue, almost crystal in appearance. Human wise, how many words I could use to describe this I would be unable to describe the translucency of the color, because it is not of this world, but supernatural. If you could see it as I do, you would understand that no human hand could create the pattern of light that is going up from within the trees outward to form almost a spiral, a circular pattern high in the sky over Our Lady's statue. It's becoming very warm. There's a beautiful glow now coming from the center of the sky. In a circle of light, the sky is opening up, and it is so beautiful, the blue. It's like being under a sunny summer sky with the warmth coming through, and it gives you a complete feeling of relaxation and beauty. I can see Our Lady. Our Lady is coming forward, and oh, Jesus is with her. They look so beautiful coming down together. And behind them, I can see many, many angels, beautiful angels dressed in various colors, almost like rainbow in their formation. They are circling, making a half circle about Jesus and Our Lady. The angels' gowns are beautiful in color, and they seem to sparkle this evening as though they had diamonds in the hemlines of their long dresses. The angels' gowns completely cover them. I don't see any hands or feet, but they're obviously human in appearance to sight, but they're not human because of the translucency of what would be their faces. The light is so tremendous, I could not describe any human face. Our Lady and Jesus are coming slowly down through the sky. They are now directly over Our Lady's statue. The wind is blowing because Jesus' cape is going to his left. That would be our right, and he's now gathering it closer to him. Jesus has on a pair of slippers. No, the sandals, because I can see his feet are quite bare, but he has on brown leather-like sandals. Jesus' gown is an ecru color. It's not a white like Our Lady's. It's like a beige. And Jesus has a belting made of a cord-like skin, though, consistency type of belt. It's tied about his waist and hanging down. It's a stiff piece of material because after the belting on his right, I can see as the wind is taking Jesus' cape, the belt has a rigidness to it, so it must be made from some type of skin. And Jesus' cloak is a burgundy color, and it's kept on his shoulders by a gold braiding that is about his neck and then tied under his chin. Jesus' cape robe is over his shoulders, and Our Lady now is motioning to the right. Our Lady is dressed in a most beautiful white gown, and she has on a white robe cape over it. Her mantle is a most beautiful, striking white. And about the edging, there's a trim of gold, approximately, I'm very poor at judging distance, but and size, but It appears to be about 3/4 inches wide, all about the outer edge of Our Lady's mantle. Our Lady has in her hands, she has her hands now joined in prayer like this. Our Lady has a beautiful rosary. Oh, the golden Our Father beads are so brilliant. The beads are extremely large for Our Lady's hands, and the Our Father beads are so glittering this evening, and the Hail Mary beads are a beautiful, very beautiful, pale color, but they seem to be catching all of the colors of the rainbow. Oh, they are just beautiful. The crucifix on Our Lady's rosary is extending down through her fingers. It's a golden crucifix, quite heavy now in appearance, but beautiful. Our Lady now is extending the crucifix out like this, and she's making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Our Lady is placing the crucifix to her lips and kissing it. Our Lady now is looking over and smiling at Jesus, who is standing at her left side, and he's nodding. And Jesus is stepping forward a bit, and he's looking about him, and Jesus is extending his hand out like this and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is motioning to me and placing his first finger to his lips. My child, Veronica, and my children of the earth, I have come to you with my mother to bring you a message of great urgency. In the battle of the spirits now progressing upon earth, you must be guided by prayer and the direction of my mother. My children of the earth, you are fast approaching a great war. The gauge that measures the extent of a chastisement upon mankind is carried as a balance for the extremity or the lessening of this chastisement. My child, Veronica, and my children, you are already at war, a war of the spirits, the supernatural. However, because many have failed to listen to the counsel of my mother, you are fast approaching a war far greater and more destructive than mankind has ever experienced in the past. And without the counsel from heaven being adhered to, the directions strictly followed, many will die upon earth, and nations shall disappear from the face of your earth. As a nation, your country, the United States, had been a beacon of light for the world, a guide for Christendom. However your country, because of materialism, has cast aside the armor of light, the protection from heaven, your country has given itself over to all manners of paganistic practices, pursuits, and debasement. Therefore, great trial shall be set upon your nation. My children, my mother has wandered to and fro as the loving nature of a mother would compel her to beg all heaven for assistance to bring back mankind to the grace of the Eternal Father, a grace that is slowly disappearing from your earth. Not only my children in the United States of America, but in most countries upon your earth. Many plagues have been visited upon your earth, but you do not recognize them, and you have not gained any knowledge by them. These plagues I speak of are not of the scientific type involving illness of the body, but of the soul-destroying plagues visited upon your homes and your children. My children, I have asked you through my mother to pray and keep a constant vigilance of prayer going throughout your nation and the world. Unless you make a complete reversal of your ways that have offended the Eternal Father and all heaven much, you will find destruction and death upon your country. This will come to you in two major ways, by war and then from the celestial heavens. You will find descending upon your earth the ball of redemption. The sins of mankind cry out for immediate punishment. The saints stand and wonder at the mercy of the Eternal Father for a degenerate generation. My children, you are receiving from me, your God, a final warning. Listen now, or great sorrow shall enter into the homes of many. Jesus is looking about him. He's moving over now to the right side of the sky, his left side, and he's extending his hand out like this, the three fingers extended, the thumb and the two first fingers of his hand, the index finger and the next one, and he's making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now, Our Lady is just standing there. Our Lady looks quite sad. She has an expression upon her face that I can't quite explain. It's a mixture of pity, love, sorrow, a sorrow born of knowledge of what is to be. And as Our Lady is now motioning for me to listen by placing the first finger of her right hand to her lips, I can see there are tears now coursing down Our Lady's cheeks. Jesus has now gone behind Our Lady, and he's passing over to our left side. He's standing now, that would be by Our Lady's right side. He's going across the sky, and he's standing just above the tree on our left side. He's coming down very, very close to the tree. He's bending over now, and he's making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now he's looking all about him, and he's going back through Our Lady. He's cutting across the sky. Jesus doesn't walk. He just floats. There's no way I can explain it. He's weightless, and he goes clear across the sky without even moving his feet. Oh, and now there's a tremendous light that's covering Jesus and Our Lady. Oh, I'm certain without heaven's grace, I would surely be blinded. It's brighter than the sun, the most beautiful light. Not red, but white. It's a pure white light. It's just beautiful. Now, Our Lady is stepping, well, she's not stepping. She's moving forward, and she's placing again her first finger to her lips. Veronica, my child, my tears are truly tears of pity, for I am truly a mother of great sorrow. How I could discourse with you all evening upon what is to happen to mankind, but who will listen to my warnings? Who will accept my counsel and take it to the multitudes? Oh, my children, how many shall be lost in the flames of the ball of redemption? Why do you not listen? And you do not learn by your past. I have come to earth many times in the past, my children, to counsel you when you were in great danger. Some heeded this counsel and were saved. Others turned away and were lost. Oh, my children, how happy were the days when I could look down from heaven upon you and find that America was so beautiful, a Christian nation, devout, pious, and following the road as given by the Eternal Father through my Son and the Holy Spirit of light. And now the light has been darkened. Oh, my children, what can I do to open your ears, to open your hearts and your intellect? Graces are given in abundance for the asking. But you must also use your God-given sense. Yes, my children, many times you must suffer. For in this manner will you learn wisdom. Some decisions that you make upon your own shall not bear good fruit. My son, his heart is torn by the manner in which you have rejected his way, even reaching into the hearts of the clergy. He has been turned away by many of them, for they have given themselves over to pursuits and pleasures of the flesh, succumbing to the errors of modernism so prevalent now in your nation and throughout your world. The modernism has produced bad fruits. Oh, my children, you cannot build another church, a house upon earth, for you are building it without the assistance of the light and the angels. You are building a church that will take in all manner of heretics and antichrists. Oh, my children, are you so prideful that you believe that you can allow bad fruit to come into your vineyard and that you will nourish them with your human intellect and ripen this fruit so that it will stay upon the vine? I say unto you, this will not be. My son is the vine dresser, and all that is rotten must fall. Oh, my children, the road to heaven is a difficult road. Lucifer, the master of deceit, the prince of darkness, uses every means available, both supernatural and on the human level, to deceive you and take you from this road. Therefore, you must always be alert and watchful. The plan for your redemption is a simple one of childlike trust and faith. Unless you remain as little children, you cannot be saved. Many will die in the great flame of the ball of redemption. My children, pick up the cross given to you. No man has ever received a burden greater than he can carry. The Eternal Father knows full well the limits, the limitations of your human nature. You must understand, my children, that if you wish to enter heaven, you will follow a road similar to my son's. Do not allow your children to be taken from you in spirit. The forces of evil, of darkness, are increasing in their intensity. You will find now that there has been developed in your scientific world a manner of mind controlled through scientific machinery and human mind manipulation. In this manner will the governing bodies of many nations seek to control your children, and in that manner control the parent. My children, this is only a small counsel that I have given you on numerous visits to Earth in the past. You must protect your children now from a most diabolical force, the agents of 666, Lucifer in human form, working with his ogres, his satanic agents, through the bodies of human beings. Being of a supernatural nature, they cannot work, but they must accept human bodies and minds to do the will of the Prince of Darkness, Lucifer. Contemplate well upon this counsel, and you will understand, my children, why I have asked you to protect yourselves, your families, your children, your friends, your nation, and your country by prayer and a constant vigilance against the forces of darkness, because of the great strength that they have now gained upon mankind. They will come forward now often in their true form. I have told you in the past, my children, that many so-called miracles shall be prevalent upon the earth, but you must test the spirits, for this is, as you will say, my child and my children, a game similar to chess. It is a game of the wits. Now you have the human mind trying to probe into the realm of the supernatural. How, my child and my children, can they enter into the supernatural without becoming ensnared? No, my children, you must avoid the occasions of sin. And I say this for one reason. Many of the young are accepting a religion so dangerous to their human natures and capabilities of understanding that the parents must alert their children to remain far from witchcraft and all manner of supernatural probings. The eventual attachment and association in occult seeking is death. Death of the soul and death of the body. Why do I stress this to you, my children? You will understand shortly. Oh, my children, my heart is pierced with sorrow. In my mother's pride of her children, I had offered my suffering for your redemption to the Eternal Father. I have gathered the sacrifices of many victim souls as repatriation for your sins before the Eternal Father. Please, my children, pray for your vicar, my son's representatives upon earth are under great attack, and you must warn our vicar, Pope Paul, John Paul II, that there is a plan to remove him from the seat of Peter. The brown bear shall try to manipulate the white bear. My children, not all will understand these symbols, but for reason, those who are to know will understand. The brown bear will manipulate the white bear. Therefore, you must not permit the white bear to take over the seat of Peter by the assassination of John Paul II. My child, for your safety and the safety of many of your workers, you will keep secret what I am now to give you.
Hail Mary.
Yes. All punishment upon mankind is conditional to the response of the multitudes. My children, the hour has come. Pray a constant vigilance of prayer now. Come forward with your beads of prayer, your rosary. Extend the brown cloth for the salvation of many. My children, it is not by accident that I speak to you and you hear me, for no one has come and heard except that they have been called by my son. My child, you will continue to send the message throughout the world. Yes, my child, I have told you in the past that we cannot give you great happiness or health of body upon the earth. For those who receive a great mission must also accept the cross that comes with it. You understand, my child, I speak to you in private. You will understand. Yes.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is.
Now, my child, when I ask you by making the sign of the cross, you will take three photographs and immediately leave the grounds guarded well by your associates. Repair home and bar your doors to all but your present companions. Remember, my child, repair home and bar your doors well to all but your present companions. If necessary, my child, to protect you, we must allow greater physical disability to be visited upon you. It is for your protection, my child. And you also must accept your role in the world as a victim soul, along with others who have given themselves for this mission. Our Lady now is taking her rosary and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is also, he was standing by Our Lady, directly over on Our Lady's left side, that Our Lady is standing by Jesus' right side. She's just a bit below his shoulder. Jesus is quite tall. Oh, so beautiful. The light is becoming so piercing. And the lights are streaming down now from Jesus' fingers as he's making the sign of the cross. His fingers are extended like this, with a thumb and the two fingers extending forward and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now, Our Lady and Jesus. Our Lady has her hands extended like this in prayer, and I can still see the tears glistening upon her face. She must have continued to cry, because they're just heavily coming down her face. And the voices of the angels that are still standing by Our Lady behind her and Jesus, they formed almost like a half-moon formation all about Jesus and Our Lady. And I can hear them all. They're keeping repeating. And so falls the nation, oh, by trial and tribulation. The hand of God upon an errant nation. And they're repeating it over and over. Their voices are becoming very far, like in the distance, as though the voices are being repeated elsewhere too. And I can see now Jesus and Our Lady are going high up into the sky, and there's forming directly over Our Lady's statue high in the sky. It is a cross, a very large cross. The handle, though, of a dagger. It looks like a dagger, a knife. It's a strange-looking dagger with a loop at the bottom, like it's a symbol. And Jesus is nodding. You will understand, my child, soon. Yes, it is like a saber. It's a very strange-looking dagger-like saber with a cross on a handle. Like, it's not the kind that you see. It looks almost like Arabian or something. I can't explain it. Like a very strange-looking Arabic or something. I don't know where I have seen that before, but it's a very odd-looking type of dagger-like sword with a hook on the end of it, though. That's strange. Oh, now it's beginning to fade. I can't see it anymore. And Our Lady is leaning forward. My child, take the three photographs now and go immediately home.